Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Cuz I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3 times. And I'm thinking, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is A-T-A-Z-P Live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, T-A-Z. I see on the line, we have 850 area code 850. I know who it is, but Donna, say your name.
It's D Lovely, baby. I'm here.
D Lovely, my lovely co-host. And 614 area code, this is my cousin, J-Bug in the house. You on the line, Jay?
Yes, yes, y'all.
And our guest for this half hour, this first half hour, 818-818. Say your name, please.
Sharla Boyer.
How are you doing?
I'm good,
finally,
thank you.
Finally talking to you after playing, you know, chat tag, email tag. It's good having you on the show. How do you pronounce your first name again?
Sharla.
Sharla.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to have you describe exactly what you do for the people that don't know you worldwide. I want you to describe exactly what you do.
I am a playwright producer. I recently put up a play entitled Overcome, Overjoyed, and my writing partner, Gail Johnson, and myself wrote all the songs for the production, a total of 19 songs, and we're getting ready to take it on the road. So...
Hey, I'm going to tell you, when I ran into the music, I was just listening through as I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the music, I was like, wow. I heard about, I guess, 6 notes. And I was like, I got to hit this girl up because
oh, wow.
This is bad. This is really bad. I listen to a lot of music. I spend a lot of time listening to a lot of artists. I do music myself. So when I heard it, I was blown away, so to say the least. What got you interested? Because I guess at a young age you started doing music and started singing.
Well, my family is a musical family. So my grandmother was one of the ladies of the church, the music lady of the church who played and sang and that whole thing. So it kind of came, I kind of had no choice but to get into music. And I've been writing songs since I was about 9 for my youth choir, and it just continued on. And I decided to take another venture and step out and start writing plays, musicals, and you know, and that's and have loved it from then on. So, and that's pretty much what I love to do. It's my passion. And
yeah, well, as that old deacon in the church would say, "Wow, I like I said, I was blown away by the music fact. I didn't get into exactly what you did until you actually sent me an email and said this is for my play, and I was knocked out again. Let me go find out some more play. now, did you write the play, or you co-wrote it with the other person also?
I actually wrote the play and produced it and directed it. And then co-wrote the songs with my writing partner, music writing partner. We've been writing together for about 16 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, and we're actually taking another venture and writing another one as we speak. So we continually do that. So.
So the song "Overcome, Overjoy" is the title of the play.
Yes, it is.
Okay, explain and introduce the song because I'm getting ready to play the track, and I want D Lovely and J Bug to actually comment and. I have some questions for you as well.
Okay. Overcome, Overjoyed. Basically, the premise of the story is about a family, a pastor who lost his wife to breast cancer. And so the whole story goes through all the trials and tribulations the emotional trials that he experiences in raising 5 children that were left, you know, for him to raise by himself. And in doing so, every day they remind him of his wife and the love that they shared. So basically, the song, the entire story ends with "Overcome, Overjoyed," meaning he overcame his obstacles of because along the way he lost faith in what he believed and mm-hmm. kind of challenged God for why did you take her away, that kind of thing. So in the end, you know, he overcame the pain of what he was going through. And, you know, this story is, the song is meant for whoever is going through whatever they're going through in life, whether it be drug addiction, whether it be relationship, anything. It's that you can't overcome it if you just have faith. So that's basically what the song is all about, overcoming whatever pains that you're going through, and you can overcome it. There is a rainbow at the end of everything. So that's basically what the song is all about.
I love the sultry sound.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's definitely uplifting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Most definitely. So you were in a couple groups, as I see. I'm reading on CharoProductions.com. You were in a couple groups.
Yes,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
You know you got to talk about that. You know you got to talk about that.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, the first group I was in was a college group, college band, and we were called Shades. And the reason why we were called Shades is because it was a multicultural band. And basically, I'm from New Mexico, so we pretty much toured all over New Mexico, Arizona, that kind of thing. I decided that I wanted to take the move out to Los Angeles. In doing so, I had a couple auditions, did a couple of things, and ended up working with this producer named Richard Wolf and got a record deal with Atlantic Records. And the name of the band was Buddha Hat. And we cut an album with Atlantic Records, and it kind of we toured everywhere, and it was a great experience. And, you know, my band members have moved on and done other things and are really successful, and we all are successful, still kind of communicate with each other, and you know, so that's, I was the lead singer of the group, and that's that. We wrote all our own songs. And
Do you ever think you might get back together?
Not at this point. Everybody is they're gone in their different directions. Actually, the bass player of our band is now the president of, or vice president of Warner Brothers. So he's well on his way to do
it.
You know, so so it's beautiful to see everybody flourish and do what they love and continue doing what they love. You know, so it's beautiful to see that. And it was definitely a life-changing experience, for sure.
And I also read that you had a couple of songs on some TV shows, and I got to tell you, All My Children was one of my shows.
Oh, was it really? Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that was exciting to actually be able, have the opportunity to write for TV. I wrote for All My Children, One Life to Live, a few primetime shows back in the day, Cashmere Mafia, Kevin Hill, I think it was, with those, you know, Crash. So a few few shows back in the day that really, it was neat to see those checks come in. So,
I bet it was. Jay Bond, since you do music, you got any a question for Charlotte? I hate to put you on the spot, brother. But
you put me on the spot, no doubt. But I definitely love the project that we just heard a couple of minutes ago, and it's real cool that you wrote for like all the TV shows. How did you get connected with those people in order to get in position to write for the shows?
Actually, it was a producer. I've done a lot of session work for people, and one of the producer actually that produced our band called me and said, hey, you want to co-write some songs for TV? And he was already connected with several movies and TV programs. So it was kind of one of those things that I would say I lucked up on it, really. You know, I didn't have to audition. It just kind of came to me. One of those blessings that God always gives, you know, and it just happened that way. So...
Yeah, that's just amazing how God will put you in position.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a great thing.
Does it for me all the time. All the time. So I have to always give thanks, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I see 6678 area code. I got you. I see you online. I'm still going to continue with Charlotte. The song, Who I Am.
Mm-hmm.
Go on and introduce that one. Because I'm already just a player.
Who I Am is one of those songs when someone is tearing you down, and you find strength within yourself to know what you're about. And so basically that is what the song is about, knowing who you are inside because you're a child of God. And being a child of God, nobody can take anything away from you. So, who I am.
Representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger would suck it up like a plunger. But yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars? It's like rocking a sore throat, kid. It's hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased. But somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say. Like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun at all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep a true eye. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. You know what I'm saying? Spread the love, spread the love. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Spread the love, yep. All up in the place to be, WATAZP, yo.
ATAZP, Blog Talk Radio, TAZ, your host, Charlotte Boyer. The song, Who Am I?
Woo! Yeah.
Wow.
That showed a lot. Oh, man, that was beautiful. I mean, took me back to church where I was listening and talking about the music and my mom slapping me in the back of the head. Shut up! Praise God. On the line also, 678, identify yourself.
Yeah, this man, what's going on, bro?
What's up? This is Focus on the line as well. I want everybody to, I know everybody heard the song, they were on the line when it was playing. The song with D, Lovely. Any last words for Sharla Boyer? I'm saying it wrong, I know. Boyer. I'm saying it wrong. D, Lovely.
Just keep doing what you're doing because you got something, girl.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
That's kind of real nice. Nice. Really
thank
nice.
You. Thank you very much.
I enjoyed it as well. How can we find you? Where do we find you at? Can we follow you on anything, any social media?
Yes, you
can.
thank you very much. You can go to charroproductions.com, and on Charro Productions, you can click on Twitter or Facebook. Follow me on either media site there, and just keep checking for our productions. We're trying to bring it to every city in the nation. So, yes, that's right. That is the plan, and that's what we're going to do, taking Overcome Overjoyed all over the world. So look out for us.
Also, spell it for us, black people that's,
okay,
grammar
Charo
challenge.
www.charoproductions.com.
And also, you want to give out your Facebook, or if you're on Twitter or anything
else? Yeah, it's also
else?
Charo Productions is the Facebook site, and Twitter would be Charo Productions as well.
Cool.
So they're all Charo Productions at Twitter.
Well, Charla, I enjoyed you, like I said, when I first traveled across and heard the music. My head was moving, and then things got me moving. I got to respond, and I'm glad I had you on the show. So some of my friends that actually listen to the show know who you are, hit you up, and support you. And whenever you come in the Atlanta area, please let me know so that way me and my cousin J-Bug and a couple more people can come to the show.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and it has been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing your gift with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All righty. Take care. Okay, bye.
Now my man Focus, ATL. I was listening online and, you know, just surfing like I normally do. And I listened to this brother and I was like, man, the one song that I heard, I was like, I got to get him on the show.
So what song was Skipping School Zone?
I think it was. Let me see. You gave me four. I know which one it was when I see it. I'm looking, and I want to say it was Time for Peace.
Okay, it's more of a jazzy joint.
Yeah,
that's me and William Green on that joint there. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that's going to be the first one I play. How did you get started doing your thing, man?
Oh, man. I started working in a studio back in 94. And, you know, I always wanted to know. Outkast kind of inspired me to want to know how to make the music, you know, because, you know, they sounded like some cats from around my way, you know. So I was like, man, if they can make music that funky, I'm pretty sure I can too. But I just wanted to know how they got it done. So, you know, I talked to this partner of mine that worked in the studio, and I was like, can you show me how? He said, yeah, if you help me engineer and promote my studio, I'll show you the ropes. So I was like, cool. So that got me to working as an intern in the studio, and we have folks coming in and, you know, trying to write songs and record demos and stuff. And, you know, it never failed. I would always end up helping them write their lyrics or making their joints that much better. You know, say if you did this or did that, you know, it would come out better, and it did. So they always say, do you rap too? You do this? And I say, nah, I just work. And man, you need to. If you know how to do this and you're making our stuff sound better, you might need to get on the mic. So one day I got on the mic accidentally, over at Michael Bazin seminar back in 97. And, you know, got on stage and freestyled for like 5 minutes and got a standing ovation, and I never stopped. So that's how I got started back in 97, as far as getting on the mic.
Cool. The song Time for Peace, explain that.
William Green approached me with the concept. He had the music already, and he, you know, me and him had been working on some other stuff before, and he's like, you know, he gave me the topic and said he wanted to be written in four 8-bar verses, and I had never done 4 8-bar verses. You can't really get your point across in 8 bars, you know. So it was kind of a challenge. So, you know, I took the challenge on, went to the crib and sat down for about 45 minutes and wrote it out, scripted it out. And the next day we was in the studio and put it down, man. It was just, at that time you had the Genesis 6 thing going on. You know, it was just, you know, we're just fed up with the whole war thing, and it just said, we need a time for peace. So that's the premise behind each of the verses that's on that piece.
Focus, ATL, Time for Peace.
My choice is music, good music, and lyrics, gifted enough for my people to hear it. Not only hear it, but recognize the creator spirit, and ignore those that make us fear it. So we can rap gifted lyrics in loose leaf, white and blue sheets, while you and I try to find a time for peace. It's about that time, yeah, we need a time for peace. It's about that time. The wounded, the truth has become some sort of a nuisance, like an ulcer, drenched in acidic juices. The truth is written, it's proven, so listen before you choose it. It's God's will, so Mr. Green puts it in his music. The truth that is, the truth that gives melodies and poetry we speak when we all need a time of peace. It's about that time. is the answer, must be sacred, based on the visions we paint with arts and entertainment. It's amazing watching rap and garbage trade places, testing the patience of patrons that pray for goodness gracious. We need a time for peace.
Heart. They just trying to get through the song instead of really making it
special, you know what I mean? So I really take that to heart to do that in each one of my songs. And if you hear my album, you know that hopefully that will come across. And if it does, you know, my mission is accomplished.
All right.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm too old to get on top of my computer chair, but I am on top of it clapping.
Don't do that. You're
going to
break a hip, brother.
That's what
I like to hear from artists when they are trying to put it down true and real. Because a lot of this stuff now is commercialized. So that's the whole purpose, is to entertain, provoke a thought, and have a happy feeling when you're listening too. As far as people wanting to listen to it again and again and again. And that's the first cut that I heard from you. When I heard it, I said, man, I got to get this dude on the show because this is pretty good. And he's got me, you know, moving my head. So I know it's going to move a lot of other people as well.
Word, I appreciate that, man. And, you know, I try to keep it multifaceted too. And another poem I've written is called Multidimensional. You know, like, none of my songs sound the same, none of the music sounds the same, but it's all soul music. You know, it's 19 tracks on there, and it's not easy to do, you know what I mean? But it's so much good music, so many talented producers out here that aren't
right.
getting the props or aren't getting their work out there, you know what I'm saying? That just got music in their vaults, that's just ready for some good stuff to be put on. And unfortunately, you know, especially the younger cats, they just don't understand how to bring a lot of that music to life. And so I'm just trying to do my part, man, to show how it should be done. You know, I know my in the traditional mainstream music, you know what I'm saying, I'm reaching my age limit or whatever on being able to do this stuff, but I know I do it just as good as anybody that's out there, not toot my own horn or whatever, but I work hard at it, you know what I mean? And,
right.
you know, it needs to be shared, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to share it, you know, with more people, you know what I mean?
So do you consider yourself a rapper, spoken artist, spoken word artist? I mean, where are you at? Are you both, or are you just on
one side
of the coin?
I think I'm multifaceted. I'm an MC, poet, rapper, spoken word artist, songwriter, lyricist. All across the board, a teacher, son of God, you know what I'm saying, child of God, and just putting it all together, man, just constantly yearning for good energy and, you know, good inspiration, too. So I'm a student, you know, so it all applies, you know what I'm saying. You don't reach just one level and say, okay, that's just it. If you do, then you really just need to get out the game or just really put the pen down and just sit down and do something else. If you ain't willing to grow into those other facets too. So I'm a show producer, show promoter. You know, I've done it from all sides over the years. So, you know, when you have that perspective, a wide perspective of, you know, appreciating other people's talent, seeing what they do and learning what they do and what makes it special, you know, then you kind of incorporate that into what you do too. So I'm a number of things, but overall, you know, I'm just a soulful cat that can write and can flow. Whatever you call that, it is what it is. You know?
you know we don't stop. I've been itching to play this. My hand is itching. introduce that song. You know we don't stop.
That kind of goes back to what I was saying, like, you know, God continues to bless us, you know what I'm saying? So we continue to share that with the world. The female that's on there, her name is Star Pickens. You know, me, her, and the other gentleman that's on there, his name is Abyss. I'm pretty sure y'all heard of Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
I go way back to the yin yang days with these cats, you know what I'm saying? Star and Abyss. So, you know, we were talking about doing a yin yang reunion, yin yang poet reunion or something like that. Mm. So, you know, I ran across this track that my boy had, and I said, man, I got to have them on this joint. So, we sat down with it. All of us wrote our verses individually, kind of like an outcast way. And thing came together in the studio one day, made it happen, man. And the hook, we didn't even have a hook when we went in. We just developed it after we had the verses done. So, came together.
And that's how it usually works. Focus. You know we don't stop.
This is how we do it, that new gangster music. Picking up the pen with dope execution. Writing dope lyrics for the dope beat with it. When they give out a rock, you know we don't stop. I love mic checking, but this one's for the record. The rest is for the blessings. Ready for inspection, yo. No education, yo. No protection. Peace to Black Thought. Top three, the best section. Part of the reason why I'm still kicking it live. And even believing by obsession. Fly expression, baseline percussion. God hears not why we having this discussion. Mic checking, this one's for the record. The rest is for the fans that held us down in spots of underground. Chronicle oxygen, yin yang sound. Remember, don't be lyrics. Go on top of it. Nowadays at most spots you see just the opposite. If that's the new truth, welcome to hypocrisy. F-O-C-N-C.
I execute like an assassin. Paper and pen, the ink drips so drastic. Write a rhyme about poverty or passion. Insidious with the way that I attack it. I rock the party fully dressed like I'm Taliban. I represent for every woman cause that's who I am. I come equipped with the mic in my right hand. Nothing in my left hand. Expression like what, man? I bought my lips like the Red Sea and then bam. I shine bright like the sun but I'm star and born in America but I'm not American. Catch me in the sky cause I'm fly like intelligence. I shape words, give them form like a gelatin. I do a show, release the flow, and then I'm back again. This is how we do when our thoughts hit some canvases. Images and formulas, this is how we damage it.
This is how we do it, that new gangster music.
Y'all know who it is.
Picking up the pen with dope execution. Writing dope lyrics for the dope beat with it. When they give out a rock, you know we don't stop.
Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop.
When they give out a rock, you know we don't stop.
Don't stop, don't stop.
When they give out a rock, you know we don't stop.
Mushroom, fun guy, so explosive, never get tongue-tied. Surrounded by you blowflies, married to the game, cover bomb, bow ties. I ghostwrite my mind's eye, highly flammable, don't be the fall guy. This is not a drill, it's what y'all call keeping it real. This is how it should be done, yes, I'm ill with my quill.
How we do it, that new gangster music. Picking up the pen with dope execution. Writing dope lyrics for the dope beat with it. When they give out a rock, you know we don't stop.
Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop.
When they give out a rock, you know we don't stop.
Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop.
When they give out a rock, you know we don't stop.
Holla at your boy, boy. Yeah. Play, play.
Focus. That's a true hip hop song right there.
Yes,
for real.
It is.
That was.
And I know J Bug was feeling that beat like, yo, I want to rip on that. I want to rip on that.
And that's
gone, Jay.
That's why I had to put the phone on mute, and I was like flowing with y'all, man, for real. I've been the song. Y'all just ain't hear me, but it's all right. It's all right. Yeah, I was definitely feeling that. That was Timberlands and ball caps all day, for real.
Yeah.
That was hip hop right there.
Yeah.
All I needed was another person, and we could have been doing the kid and play over here.
Focus. So, do you get involved in any of the production, or you just pick and choose beats and different producers? How do you go about picking the music to go with your lyrics?
Well, that particular song was produced by my boy SP. Peace out to him with Fallout Shelter Productions. Me and him known each other for some years too, for like 8-9 years. But overall, as far as album goes, you know, like I said, I worked in the studio for some years, you know what I'm saying, on the production tip. So I always had a good ear for music, like what would make it more interesting, what would make it, you know, let's have a breakdown right here and, you know, let the words speak for the music and then flip it and have the music speak for the words. You know, just keep it interesting, you know. I know a lot of DJs,
right.
let's go get the party moving, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes you need that breakdown, so I make my suggestions on the arrangement side of it. And so I pretty much did all the arrangement on the album, you know, saying along with the producers that I was working with, you know, to really make it come out, you know what I'm saying. So on this particular album, I made all those decisions, you know, when we was going to do this, when we weren't going to do that, you know. So if y'all was in that process as well.
Wow.
Give us the information where we can get the album. Let me get my pen. Wait a minute.
Seriously.
Where we can get the album and also hit you up, go to the website, give your information so people can be able to hit you up and, you know, get the album and purchase other things and see what else you're doing, because I know you do a lot of different parties in the A. I've seen some of the flyers on the page and whatnot, so give the people the information.
Okay, the website is under construction, but it's up. So if you go there, you're just going to see the FOC Experience logo. So you go to FOC, that's F as in Frank, Giving Charlie Experience.com. And, you know, just so you have that on deck. But the best way to get the product immediately is by, you know, shoot me your email address. You can email me at focusatl@gmail.com. Or you can get me on Facebook at Focus ATL, or you get me at Twitter at Focus ATL. But the name of the app is called the FOC Experience, Everyday Verbatim. So you can pick that up on iTunes, but it takes a lot longer for me to get paid that way. But, of course, I want to get my numbers up too. So, you know, I would prefer for folks to email me directly, and then I'll mail you a copy, you know. And I'll be glad to do that ASAP. You know, I do that pretty much every day. I take a trip over to the post office and send some copies out. So, you know, that's how I would prefer to do it.
Okay.
Definitely stay tuned to the FOCExperience.com. We're going to have a lot more shows coming up. We're going to do a skydive retreat coming up in May. That'll be our third one of those. And we got gaming tournaments coming, like people shoot pool or play chess or video games and whatnot. We're going to have a bunch of gaming tournaments coming up soon. Definitely going to have more show productions coming at Churchill Grounds, the jazz club over here next door to the Fox in Atlanta. Apache Cafe, we got shows coming up over there. So I'll be a pretty busy man, man. Like, I'm more than just the songwriter and MC. I'm also producing the shows, trying to shed some light on some other cats I know that's talented as well. So definitely stay tuned.
Well, I'm definitely going to keep up with you. He's also one of my friends on Facebook, y'all. So y'all can hit him up on Facebook as well and befriend this cat, because he's a very talented man. And I'm going to try to get up with him and see a couple of his productions as well.
Yeah,
D-Lovely, you got any last words?
Yeah, we include comedy, poetry, dance. We mix it all up, man. We mix it all up. Also, my number, I don't care if people can call me, I'm a good dude. You can holler at me anytime.
678-886-9103. That hit me right on my hip. Let me know your thoughts on the music, all the good stuff, and we can chop it up.
All right.
Cool. Be lovely.
We also do youth mentorship and whatnot as well. So we're not only, you know, doing our thing, we're trying to show these younger cats how to, you know, whether they want to get involved in entertainment or be an artist or whatever, or just, you know, live a normal life in society, you know, show them the ropes with jobs. I project managed at AT&T for the past 12 years as well. So, you know, we show these cats the ropes on both sides of the fence, you know.
Right.
You know, 90% of these kids want to just be artists, be in the entertainment business, and putting all the eggs in that basket, you know. But what's worked for me is keeping that day job until this thing takes off, if it takes off. But, you know, it is what it is out here in America.
Multi-talented. Okay.
Trying to live a full life, man. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I see too many cats falling by the wayside trying to be the next Kanye, but they don't bag it up, you know, with anything else. They end up resort kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
But we're trying to prevent that, you know, but still say truth to the art. Be an artist, because we all built here to be creators. We're built in God's image. And that's my take on it, is that we're made in His image, so we got to be creators too in some form or fashion, and not just you know fall for the system.
Jay Butler,
man, it was definitely good hearing your music and being exposed to you. I already sent you a request on Facebook. I like everything about you except for that Michigan jersey because I'm a Buckeye, but you know, I'll let that one go.
And D-Lovely,
yeah.
D-Lovely, your last words for Mr. Focus, ATL.
Thank you. Appreciate you so much.
Oh, why you thanking me, first of all?
You have a skill, and you have a vision, and you've got so many things going in the right direction. That's amazing. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, man. It feels good to be appreciated for the hard work, because it is not easy, but it's, you know, we try to make it as fun as possible. So I appreciate that.
Well, Focus, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And whenever you got a new joint out, make sure you hit me up. Don't worry, I'll probably hit you up first, because I'll be looking. I'll be looking and listening as usual. So I'll probably hit you up as well first to come back. But I appreciate it, man, and thank you.
All right, not a problem, man. Make sure you play that Foles Back and that Skip in School, too, man. If y'all like those first two joints, y'all really go like those next two joints, too. But I feel like all 19, you know, we got some comedy skits and stuff on there, too. But all 19 tracks is worth listening to over and over and over again in their own capacity. So, and give you that same feeling. Give you that same feeling. I'm proud to say that. You know?
Don't worry, because them next two joints going to be on this This No Spins show that I do when I play different music. So I'm saving that for that show for real, which will probably be next week.
And
all right, thank you, Focus ATL.
All right, man, appreciate you, bro. One.
That was Focus. I want to thank the guests, Charlotte Boyer and Focus ATL for coming through. Jay Bug for coming through. Just in case we didn't have nobody, because it was looking real pitiful at first, and D Lovely for coming through for real.
You're
Yay.
Welcome, love. I enjoy it. I always do.
And D Lovely, when you do come to this house party, you'll get to meet Jay Bug because he moved down here to Atlanta.
Yeah, you told me. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna play the. I'm going to play the song, Jay Buck, that we did since you've been down here. Where they at?
Oh, okay.
We're going to hear with Where They At by myself and Jay Buck.
All right.
Any last words, Jay Buck?
It was definitely good being a part of the show. It's enlightening always. The artists are always talented. Well, not always talented, but tonight they were definitely talented. And that's a good thing, man, for real. So
he
just
went on
and
said that always, Tyler. Wow. I gotta talk to him off stage. I didn't know we had a stage on radio, but I feel that we do. I gotta talk to this cat behind the curtains.
I love it.
This is Jay Bugger, TAZ, where they at. Hopefully next week I'll be in the studio right here doing 2 hours of no spins. Peace.
Peace.
Steps in the joint with the Z. Presidential swag and the love is on me. Feel me when I come through the party and it stops. Papa rock state picks and they pop. I'm rocking this thing, oh, so for real. Case in point that I go out to chill. Not stressing on the fact that I'm blessed. Easing my mind from this presidential mess. Joe walks up, Secret Service, they press. Waver on through, girl with the black dress. Looking real hot with the so thick thighs. She says, let's dance, no surprise. He did a thing out there on the floor. Party people screaming they want some more. We walked off just straight to the back. At the door, hear them yelling where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the press is in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the press is in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.
Yo, Mr. President, it's your boy Jack Bauer. Let me solve your drama in 24 hours. Radar with more money and power than Madoff. Now I gotta hit the showers. So hot through DC, made you the Redskins. Wizard of the game, go tell your friends. The Nationals are in town. I heard it from a boy, a cat from Georgetown. Yep, love the Hoyas. Fly through the streets like Air Force One. Lyrics and beats blazing like the sun. Foreign policy and the national Huns. Secret Service for the chick that met at the club. Dude thought he ran game, we ran seasons. Earth, wind, and fire, don't ask me for reasons. Cause I might sound short, tell you what it's meant with T-A-Z, Mr. President.
Throw the chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. If you're feeling this track, nod your head. Presidential order, heard what I said. I'm back in the party, and it's hot. Re-election bids in sand, don't stop. Real for my head's about to spin. Can't take no more re-election win. The pressures of the world, but I feel stressed. Waver on through, girl with the black dress. Not tripping on the fact that I'm blessed. In my mind from this presidential mess. Looking real with the so thick thighs. She says, let's dance, no surprise. We did our thing out there on the floor. Party people yelling, they want some more. We walked off just straight to the back. At the door, hear them screaming where they at. Where they throw at. Them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.